This past Saturday night, The Handmaid's Tale made its North American premiere at the Minnesota Opera in St. Paul. Based on Margaret Atwood's novel, the opera tells of a world where religion is used to justify political agendas and women are stripped of their rights. Atwood wrote the story almost 20 years ago, but she says some of it bears a disquieting resemblance to what's going on today. Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs reports.
Danish composer Paul Reuters says the first time he read The Handmaid's Tale, he heard music. Long, sustained, towering chords slowly became louder and louder. It was music he'd already written for another piece, but it felt perfectly suited to the novel's dark and oppressive story. Reuters became convinced he should write an opera.
To me, it's so well suited because of the inherent drama, and it's packed with human emotions. And opera is, to me, about relationships between human beings. Love and hate, quite simply. Hope and betrayal.
Reuters contacted author Margaret Atwood and told her he had to write an opera, and it had to be based on The Handmaid's Tale, otherwise he'd never write an opera again. Atwood acquiesced, despite reservations.
Well, of course, opera, when it succeeds, can be wonderful, but when it fails, it can be ludicrous. So it's always a risk.
Composer Paul Reuters found a librettist, got to work on the opera, and finally, several years later in March of 2000, the opera had its world premiere in Copenhagen. Margaret Atwood was there.
It was really quite shocking to me to see it, and it's a powerful piece. There aren't a lot of hoppity-skippity moments in it. It's pretty forceful, sort of like somebody gripping you by the back of the neck.
It's hard to imagine how anything based on Atwood's book could have hoppity-skippity moments. Atwood wrote The Handmaid's Tale in 1984 as a warning. She compiled the story from news accounts around the world about the exploitation of women, the kidnapping of children, and the abuse of civil rights. The novel portrays a bleak society in which pollution levels are high and fertility rates are low. A religious cult, the Republic of Gilead, takes over the American government and uses biblical scripture to justify its agenda.
5,000 more children of Israel have been shipped back to their national homeland.
Those women who are still fertile become baby machines for those in command. They're called handmaids. They lose their names and instead are named for the men who own them. The main character is called Of Fred. The libretto does not attempt to tone down Atwood's vision. There are images of the White House exploding. Women are forced to look at pornography in order to appreciate their newfound security. And Of Fred is raped on stage. Mezzo-soprano Elizabeth Bishop sings the role. She finds that scene both dramatically effective and disturbing because it's set to an adaptation of Amazing Grace.
It's awful to be watching this systematic rape go on with Amazing Grace in the background. To put this hymn that is so close to at least American Christianity, it's so close to the heart to so many people, and then to have it, taken and put in this wretched context is going to be very jolting.
Elizabeth Elizabeth Bishop compares of Fred's story to that of many tragic female characters from other operas, each full of sex and violence in its own way. Bishop says she was fascinated by The Handmaid's Tale when she first read it years ago, but she does not think anything like it could ever really happen. Margaret Atwood says back in 1984, she herself postulated the story could never come to pass because it would require a series of extreme events. In her book, it was the blowing up of the White House, Congress, and the Statue of Liberty. Then came the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, and President Bush created the Office of Homeland Security.
Once you get secrecy into a country on that order, once you make it possible to sort of go through everybody's records without them knowing, enter their house without knowing, whisk them away without knowing, you're right back in the Star Chamber and the Bastille and the Inquisition and Stalinist Russia. I mean, it's too much of a temptation. There's no controls. And it always comes in by people who say they're doing it for your own good. I mean, it always is that way. They wouldn't say they're doing it for your own bad.
Atwood is now on tour promoting her latest novel, Oryx and Crake. This one tells the story of scientists playing God with nature. Atwood says she's not a pessimist, but a realist. She says she knows mankind well enough to know it's capable of both great harm and great kindness.
If I were a betting person, I don't know which side to bet on right now. I really don't. But we do have both possibilities. It's not that we are doomed to be awful and horrible by our very natures. We're not doomed in that way. We have a choice.
The Minnesota Opera performs The Handmaid's Tale, based on Margaret Atwood's novel, through next weekend. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in St. Paul.